This Saturday, four teams will go head-to-head to vie for slots in the NCAA basketball championship game. Commentator John McCann says this year's Final Four is not the usual suspects. One Cinderella team in particular made it to the big dance without all-star dunks and jump shots, simply good old-fashioned teamwork.
Remix! Bet your bottom dollar I can make you holler. Don't you know all black men can't jump?
Not all of us can run fast either, or dance, or, as he just found out, not all the brothers can sing well, like me. And even those of us who know how to put the ball through the hoop a little bit, not all of us are worthy of being the first dude selected in a pickup game. Which brings me to the NCAA basketball tournament. Man, it's been a good one. Not just the men's hoops, the ladies have been balling too. Balling like men, chest bumps and popping their collars and all that. I mean, did you see that girl from the University of Tennessee, Candace Parker? Homegirl took off down the court and rose up like LeBron James and slam dunked. Then she came back later on a backdoor cut and flushed it down. I'm like, good gracious, young girl. But then I started hating. Because I was in a rec league recently, and there I was on a break toward the basket. And I rose up too like LeBron, and the ball came clanging off the rim. So here's the Candace Parker and them shooting set shots and leaving the dunks to the fellas, all right? You see what's happening in the NBA, don't you? Dudes can't even shoot 15-foot jumpers because they lack the fundamentals. Everybody's trying to be like Mike. Hey, I ain't hating on the ladies, just trying to preserve the integrity of the game. Well, okay, I am hating. So don't mind me. Ladies, y'all go and do your thing because the juggernauts in the world of women's college hoops are still hanging around the tournament as expected. Now, a different story with the men, where all the number one seeds have been sent back to campus. All the so-called bracketologists have by now invested in large buckets of whiteout to correct their tournament sheets. And that's due in large part to the 11th-seeded George Mason Patriots, the Cinderella story from the obscure Colonial Athletic Association. The university is billed as a little commuter school in Fairfax, Virginia. As for being steeped in tradition, it was just founded in 1972. But here they are, 10 brothers, a couple of white boys and two Hispanics, poised to win it all. Now, on its face, you'd say, more black guys on the team than white. They ought to be as good as anybody. But I just told you, not all black guys can jump. We're not all Michael or Magic, who really wasn't a great leaper, but man, could he pass. And George Mason shows we don't have to be like those guys. George Mason shows that a good team goes farther than a couple of great individuals. See, I live here along college basketball's storied Tobacco Road, where Duke University's J.J. Redick and Sheldon Williams are watching the rest of the tournament from the crib. UNC had a dominant freshman in Tyler Hansbrough, but it wasn't enough to outlast the senior leadership of George Mason. I was on a conference call this week with George Mason coach Jim Larranaga when he said UNC probably would have beaten his team this year if former Tar Heels Sean May, Rashad McCants, and Raymond Felton hadn't left school early for the NBA. I asked the coach if any of his guys would ever even make it to the NBA, and he said the league's enamored with big bodies, so it'd be a long shot for his undersized guys. Yet here they are. A team basketball guru said didn't even deserve a shot at the big dance, on the cusp of doing something great. And in the process, they're teaching us something great. That sheer individual talent has its advantages, but there's so much power in the collective, and sticking together, and not being crabs in a pot and pulling each other down to promote self. Instead, being a team, being my brother's keeper. So let's get it done, Patriots. And for the record, I ain't hating. But Candace Parker, I might not be able to dunk it down like I used to, but homegirl, don't you try me. They're playing
basketball. John McCann is a columnist for the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina.